the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and it also coincides with June 1st, and June 1st is always the feast of the entry of our Lord into the land of Egypt, and this is, again, the Sunday that comes between the Feast of Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost. So there's a lot of things to keep in mind during this day. Because it's a minor feast, we combine the hymns of the minor feast and the hymns of the resurrection, but we continue reading the readings of the resurrection, because the resurrection, of course, is a major feast, and the events of the Sundays of the resurrection are sequential. They're in a particular order, as we discussed in the weeks before. Between the period of the Feast of the Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost, you notice that we only do a procession inside the altar. We don't come outside like the other processions from the day one until the day of 39 of the Holy 50 days. We do a procession in the entire church. And this is to remind us that that Christ, after the resurrection, he was appearing to his disciples. And it says he appeared to more than 500 people at once after the resurrection. So their procession around the church to remind us of the appearances of Christ after the resurrection. And then the Feast of the Ascension, when he ascended to heaven, he is in heaven now until the day of Pentecost, where he will send the Holy Spirit. Of course, we're reliving these same events. So we do the procession only in the altar to signify that Christ is now ascended to heaven. Of course, the altar here being heaven. So we do the procession only in the altar. And because today is a feast of the entry of our Lord into Egypt, we also proceed with the icon of the procession of the Holy Family into the land of Egypt. Today's gospel, like we said in previous weeks, all the gospels of the Sundays of Holy 50s are from the Gospel of St. John, and today's gospel is a passage from chapter 16, which is a farewell discourse. This is the sort of the private dialogue that Christ was telling his disciples before his crucifixion and his resurrection. And in it, he says to them that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Sometimes we refer to today's Sunday as a Sunday of joy. How do we receive the joy from God? He says, just ask in my name. In my name here, is a key part that the church has taken this and has added the name of Christ at the end of the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. We always ended with, in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is where we get it from Christ's commandment, that you have to ask in my name. It's very powerful to use the name of Jesus in our prayers, even in our daily prayers, in our prayers that are outside of the church or of the Agbeya, the official prayers, even in our own prayers, and to say the name of Jesus terrifies the demons and terrifies the devil, because it's this name that defeated them. Like St. Paul says, he has defeated them. He has made a public spectacle of them, and he shamed them. He said he has disarmed the principalities and the powers. He disarmed them, making a public spectacle of them. So through his victory, he shamed the devils and the demons. So the name of Christ is a very powerful tool that we have in our arsenal, but we don't use it. Sometimes we were afraid to use it. But today Christ is reminding us to use the name of Jesus. And the fathers and the desert fathers, they always taught to pray the Jesus prayer over and over and over again. Jesus Christ, my Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Keep repeating the name of Jesus over and over and over again. If you don't know how to pray, or if you're out of words throughout your day, just repeat the Jesus prayer. And the name of Jesus scares off all the temptations, scares off all the demons. Some of the desert fathers, they said, they repeated it so many times that in every breath they take, they would say the name of Jesus. Of course, this is a higher level, but this is the level that they've reached by just repeating the name of Jesus to ward off all the demons. And he says, ask and you will receive. If you go back to the original language, ask here is a commandment. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. It's in the imperative tone, which means it's a commandment. So he's telling us to ask, not a suggestion. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Anything that we ask in Christ's name, this is how we get our joy. course, the word joy is not the same as the word happiness. That's why here he says, your joy may be full, not that you'll just be happy. Happy is very dependent on external factors, but joy is an internal feeling. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace. So joy is an internal virtue that the Holy Spirit gives us regardless of our exterior circumstances. No matter what is happening around us in the world, this joy is internal. It does not depend on anything from the outside. And that's why this fullness of joy is given only through the Holy Spirit. And this is what makes our life immovable. If we paid attention to the Pauline epistle that was read today, it's the epistle to St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15. And this is a chapter about the resurrection. But the passage today starts off, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory is a theme for today, and we'll see how this is a theme. Christ, the victor, we call Christ is the victor. He's victorious over death. So St. Paul here is connecting the two words, and this word is mentioned also in the gospel today, the victory. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable. Immovable. The things that move us in this world is when we lack joy and when we lack peace. Those things move us. They threaten our peace. They threaten our stability. So St. Paul is saying, be immovable. How do we be immovable? The answer is given in the gospel. The first one is joy. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. If we have this true joy, then nothing can disturb our peace. We have joy. We have happiness that's internalized. Nothing can disturb us, so we are immovable. And the other peace is the peace that Christ gives. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Peace and joy are what makes us immovable in this world. And we said the other theme is the theme of victory. And Christ in the gospel today says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The word overcome actually in the Greek is victory, is victoria. I have been victorious. Nikos or Nikao, which is where they get the word Nike. You know Nike, the brand Nike? It's a Greek word, means victory. So this word here, overcome, is actually the same word as St. Paul used. Victory in Jesus. Here, Christ uses the same word, or St. John, who wrote the gospel, uses the same word to connect the believers to remember what St. Paul said to what Christ is saying. So in this world, we will have tribulations, but I have become victorious in this world. Like we said, he has disarmed the principalities and he has disarmed the powers. And it says he shamed them and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it, which meaning that Christ is the victor. That's why sometimes you see the risen Christ holding a banner of victory. That's why we call Christ is the victor. So to remind us of today's message, two things that always move us in this world and disturb us is the lack of joy and the lack of peace. And Christ, in this passage today, he's reminding us, ask, it's a commandment, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Everything that we ask outside of Christ gives us very temporary happiness, but everything that we ask in Christ will give us this fullness of joy. And the other reminder is to always have peace in Christ. Everything around the world disturbs us, all the wars and the famines and the plagues and earthquakes, and we hear all the news. There's no good news out there. Everything is bad news, right? Everything is meant to shake us off this immovable stability that we have in Christ, but he's reminding us today that in me you may have peace. That means outside of him there is no peace. The true peace comes from being with Christ. That's why it's one of the other fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace. So joy and peace are mentioned today. And to remember that Christ has become victorious in the world, no matter what tribulations we may face in the world, if Christ has become victorious, he has given us that same victory. And that's why St. Paul connects us to say that we have victory in Christ, to remind us that today is a day of victory, that our life is a life of victory. We are not defeated. St. Paul says to Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power. Nothing scares us in this world, not even death, because Christ has become victorious over death, and to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
بسم الله الأب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد أمين تحل عن نعمة الرحمة وبركته من الآن الأبد أمين. كلام السيد المسيح مع تلاميذه قبل صلبه وموته وقبره وقيامته وصعوده كان يجهزهم ويجعلهم مستعدين للتجربة اللي هيدخلوا عليها. التجربة دي كانت أصعب تجربة مرت على التلاميذ وهي صلب المسيح معلمهم وسيدهم واللي حاطين عليه كل أملهم تركوا كل شيء ومشي وراه 3 سنين ونص وفجأة لهم أنا ماشي وأنا هتصلب وأنا هموت. فكانت لطمة شديدة جدا ليهم والشيطان بيستخدم طبعا الهزات الكبيرة في حياتنا علشان يضرب الإيمان بتاعنا. عشان كده قال لهم أنتم بتؤمنوا بي دلوقتي، أنتم تؤمنون بي عشان شايفين معجزات وشايفين قوات وشايفيني معاكم كل الأوقات، لكن لما هسيبكم وتشوفوني بتضرب وبتهان وبتصلب وبموت وبتدفن إيمانكو هيهتز. الإيمان بتاعكو دوت الحالي دائماً مسنود على ما تروه بعيونكم المعجزات والقوات، ولكن طوبى لمن آمن ولم يرى. الإيمان لا يعتمد على الرؤية، لأن في ناس شافوا المسيح لما قام لعازر من القبر بعد 4 أيام ومع هذا قالوا اصلبه اصلبه، لم يؤمنوا به. فليست الرؤية المادية بعنينا ديت اللي هي تعطي الإيمان، ولكن الإيمان ده ربنا بيديه من عنده وعلى الإنسان هو يفعله في حياته على قدر ما قسم الله لكل واحد مقدار من الإيمان. كل واحد عنده مقدار من الإيمان، بس على الإنسان هو يستثمره يحركه ويشتغل به ويفعله في حياته. لو انت معك كريدت كارد بيجي لك في البوستة ولا حاجة وبعدين لك you have to activate الكريدت كارد بتاعك ده. الكريدت كارد من حقك انه عندك رصيد كويس، بس طول ما في جيبك مش هتستعمله، تفضل مش مستفيد بالكريدت اللي فيه. لكن لما تفعل هذا الكارد خلاص يبقى تقدر تستفيد به. هكذا الإيمان كريدت لينا من ربنا، بس لابد أن نفعله. كان بيقول أما البار فبالإيمان يحيى. بالإيمان يحيى يعني بيفعل الإيمان باستمرار باستمرار باستمرار. وأكبر ضربة بيضربها الشيطان لينا لما بيحصل فيه تجارب أو ضيقات يبتدي يضرب الإيمان. لما تضرب الإيمان الإنسان خلاص بيتوه، ما يعرفش رأسه من رجليه ويتوه عن طريق ربنا. فلهم أنتوا بتؤمنوا بيد الوقت كويس. أجابهم يسوع الآن تؤمنون، طب وبعدين ستأتي ساعة وقد أتت الآن تتفرقون فيها كل واحد منهم إلى خاصتي وتتركوني وحدي. أخذكم وصلي في جسماني مع بطرس ويوحنا ويعقوب، وبعدين هيجي يهوذا مع الرؤساء القوات والجنود اللي بعتهم رؤساء الكهنة عشان يقبضوا عليا، وهتشوفوني وهم بيقبضوا عليا بيضربوني بيتفوا على وشي، وبطرس هيتجرأ ويحاول يضرب عبد الرئيس الكهنة ويطير ودنه، لكن من كل ده مش هيسعفكم، اللي يسعفكم الإيمان. طب هنعمل ايه دلوقت؟ قال هتشوفوا الكلام دوت ايه؟ أتت الآن تستفرقون فيها كل واحد منكم إلى خاصته. يلا جاري جاري على بيتك، كل واحد على بيته، إلى خيامك يا إسرائيل زي ما جه في العهد القديم، وتتركوني وحدي، وأنا لست وحدي لأن الآب هو معي. الآب اللي أنتوا أمنتوا بي أن أنا خرجت من عنده هو معي، أنا فيه وهو فيه، وهو يستطيع أن يرسل إلي 120 ربوة من الملائكة لو هو عاوز، لو أنا عاوز، لكن أنا هو عاوز ولا أنا عاوز، أنا عاوز جيت لهذه الساعة لأموت من أجل العالم وأخلصه. قلت لكم هذا ليكون لكم في سلام. الله يجي السلام إزاي لما نشوفك بتتدرب وتتصلب وتموت وسيبنا لوحدينا؟ يجي من السلام. قال تفعلوا الإيمان اللي خدتوه قبل كده. الآن تؤمنون. وقت التجربة بتفعل الإيمان ده. تقولوا ده المسيح اتصلب ومات بس هو قال انه هيقوم. واحنا قال قبل كده ما فيش حاجة قالها وما كانتش صح. يبقى نصدق الكلام يقوله حتى ما كانت التجربة هنا صعبة ومرة ومؤلمة. يبقى نؤمن أن المسيح هذا صادق. عشان كده الست العذراء قالت للناس في عرس قانا الجليل مهما قال لكم فافعلوه. يعني يقول حاجة مش لوجيك اعملوها. طب مش لوجيك رب ان انت المسيح وبعدين تموت وتدفن؟ ده مش لوجيك. لكن انا هقوم. صدقوا الكلام ده. الست العذراء صدقت الكلام ده. ما سمعناش ان الست العذراء هربت مع التلاميذ. انتوا رايحين فين؟ هتسيبوني لوحدي؟ ده اليهود هيقبضوا عليا. لا، فضلت واقفه جنب المسيح ابنها لاخر وقت عند الصليب، وقبلت حتى لو اليهود خدوها وموتوها مش مهم. هي تؤمن بالمسيح وبقوته وبانه سيقوم من القبر. ما سمعناش ان عذراء راحت القبر مع مريم المجدليه، او ما سمعناش. هي واثقه ان ابنها سيقوم. هذا هو الايمان الحي الذي يسند الانسان في وقت الضيق ووقت الالم. طيب وقت الضيق ووقت الالم ايماننا بيتهز، بنخاف، يعني افكار كثيره بتجيلنا واحتمالات كثيره بتجيلنا في ذهننا، نعمل ايه؟ الناظرين الى رئيس الايمان ومكمله الرب يسوع. نبص لرئيس الايمان، هو الرئيس بتاع الايمان. يعني عنده مخازن الايمان، هو اللي بيدي الايمان كما قسم الله لكل واحد نصيب الايمان. عنده الايمان، فاقول له اؤمن يا سيد فعني ايه؟ عدم ايماني. يبقى وقت الضيق وقت الالم ليس امامنا غير ان ننظر الله ونصرخ اليه ونثق انه يستجيب لنا باسم المسيح يسوع. قال كل ما تطلبوه من الاب باسمي يكون لكم. هكذا نطلب باسم المسيح بايمان رغم الضيق والالم والنار اللي احنا فيها، وهو يستطيع في الوقت المناسب والطريقه المناسبه ان يخلصنا. لانه قال كده في العالم سيكون لكم ضيق، في تجارب، في الام، لكن بالايمان تغلبون العالم. وهذه غلبتنا، غلبه العالم ايماننا. هي دي غلبة العالم في حياتنا، إيمان. نحن ننظر إلى رئيس الإيمان مكمل يسوع الذي يعطينا القدرة والنصر. لأنه قال في العالم سيكون لكم ضيق، ولكن ثقوا أنا قد غلبت العالم. ولما أنا أغلب العالم أنتوا تغلبوا، لأننا فيكم وأنتوا فيا. لإلهنا المجد الدائم من الآن للأبد. آمين.